Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
The runway. Shake up. Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, icons, Jack Mizrahi, and Icon Jay Manila Blahnik, DJ Legendary Vonalure, Grand Prize, $1,500, Butch Queen Realist with a Twist, Mini Grand Prize, $500, Butch Queen Vogue Set, Mini Grand Prize, $500, Butch Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure, two trophies, one cash prize of $250, Butch Queen Face, one trophy, one cash prize of $250, open to all foot and eye, male figure versus female figure, two trophies, one cash prize of $250, open to all team treatment, one trophy, one cash award of $300, and 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012, Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there! The Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2, February 18th, 2012, Youngstown State University Beagley Center, Youngstown, Ohio. Commentators for the evening, legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy and Lesway Derion. $25 all night. Doors open at 10. Legendary Massage at 12:30. Guest list closes at midnight. Cash category. Grand prize. Open to all Vogue performers. $750. Bring a gift or a $10 pot. Open to all runway. $250. Femme Queen Realness. $150. Butch Queen and Drag Realness The Transformation. $100. Open to all Thug Realness. Four trophies. One cash award. $100. Open to all Sex Siren. Four trophies, one cash award, $100. Virgin Vogue, $50. The Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2, February 18th, 2012. See you there.
Girl.
Ballroom Throwback presents Wanted 2012. The first annual YouTube Awards Ball, March 3rd, 2012. Time, 7 p.m. until 3 a.m. Where? 841 Barreto Street, The Bronx, New York, 10451. Categories include Femme Queen Face, Smooth Criminal, Dressing Killer Black with a Smoking Red Lip, $500 cash. Twister versus Sister, $250 cash. Add $20 to the pot, one trophy. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Legendary Performance, $500. Add $20 to the pot. Butch Queens versus Sun Queens, one trophy. Theme Battle, Grand Prize, $1,500 and one trophy. Grand Prize, $2,012 to the house with the most trophy. Ballroom Throwback presents Wanted 2012, the first annual YouTube Awards Ball.
Who runs the world?
The legendary House of Blahnik Ball. Who runs the world? January 14th, 2012. Venue Club Space. 1310 White Street, Atlanta, GA. 30310. Grand prize. Open to all runway. $1,212. $250. Butch Queen Sex Siren, $500. Sister vs. Sister, $500. And 11 other $100 cash categories. January 14th, 2012. The legendary House of Blahnik Ball.
Who won the world?
Another installment of the show.
This is the number one station in the ballroom where you can definitely get all information. Ballroom, honey. It has been a lot of things that has been going on since we was last on the air. Since Nicole was last on the air on Wednesday with her hot topic that brought all the girls out, brought all the Bush Queens out, and it was just groundbreaking with her topic that she had. It was a lovely topic. We really enjoyed ourselves. We was on the phone until 3 o'clock in the morning. It was definitely cute. But since then, a lot has went on in ballroom. Well, let me give y'all a little taste, honey. Baby, the Milans have been going through it seriously, Miss Thing. They have a breach in their chat room, Miss Thing. The girls are getting all Milan tea, Miss Thing. Miss Stephanie, Miss Osello, and all the different girls in the House of Milan that were the Spanish side of the House of Milan have left the House of Milan, Miss Thing. We're going to get the full rundown and the full eat, Miss Thing. Miss London says she has all the tea about that, Miss Thing. So we're definitely going to get that beat, Miss Thing. We're also going to get the beat, honey, from Marcus X Escada, Miss Thing. Did he really get kicked out the house, Miss Thing, or did he really leave the house, Miss Thing? What's the tea? Did he steal the money from the house ball, Miss Thing, and Miss Neiman is gagging that he stole the coins and all of these things, Miss Thing? We're going to give you all of that, honey. We're going to recap every ball that happened from state to state, wherever it was at. So if you're out there, girls, and you got any teas about any balls, Miss Thing, please definitely feel free to definitely press 1 or definitely hit me up on my Yahoo. Y'all know what my Yahoo is, my old Yahoo, because since none of the girls transitioned over to my new Yahoo. But my old Yahoo, I'm up on that. I'm not going to say the name, but y'all know exactly what it is. So y'all can definitely hit me up on that, and y'all can send me the tea. Or you can definitely hit me up on Facebook and definitely send the tea on Facebook. Or if you're in the chat room, honey, you can definitely send me a private message, and we're definitely going to get to the madness, honey. I'm waiting for my legendary co-host, the legendary overall East Coast mother, Nicole Khan, to definitely call in here. I'm waiting for my legendary iconic father, the overall father, Rodney Prodigy, to call in here. It's going to get mess. It's going to get juice. It's going to get some motherfucking tea up in here, bitch, tonight, girl. So, I don't know. I really don't know what's going to happen, honey. So, we're definitely going to talk about all of that. But while we do all of that, I'm going to take a commercial break, and I have 2 callers that I see they already press 1. I'm going to take a commercial break with the legendary House of Blahnik Ball commercial, and then we're going to come back and take some callers. So we're definitely going to have words from our sponsors. And if you want to take and have your ball or your club night or anything advertised here on the show, definitely hit me up on my Facebook page, and we can definitely make it happen for only 100 sisters. Now, the Blahniks.
Who won the world?
The legendary House of Blahnik Ball. Who runs the world? January 14th, 2012. Venue Club Space, 1310 White Street, Atlanta, GA. 30310. Grand prize. Open to all runway. $1,212. Cash prize. Bush Queen Space, $250. Bush Queen Sex Siren, $500. Sister versus Sister, $500. And 11 other $100 cash categories. January 14th, 2012. The legendary House of Blahnik Ball.
Who won the world?
Yes, we are definitely back from our commercial break with the legendary House of Blahnik Ball. That's going to be going down in Atlanta, Georgia, girls. Be there or be square, honey. Hold on. Wait, let me see. My thing is messing up. Hold on. Let me refresh my screen. Hold on. I'm coming in with y'all right now, honey. I see we're ready. It's about to go down, honey. It's about to get real messy up in here. Hold on. The fuck? Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Hey, happy new year. Happy new year.
Yes, Happy New Year to Merry Christmas. Hold on, sister. You stay right there, honey. Everybody else is online. We're ready to get the madness started.
I now welcome you to the legendary, iconic overall father, Prodigy.
Right.
Rodney.
Oh.
Realness.
Oh.
Urban.
Right.
Let's go.
What's
going
on, you?
Rodney.
Welcome to the jungle. Welcome to the jungle, Ralph. Well.
Hello.
Happy holidays, ladies. What's going
happy
on?
Happy holidays to you, Rodney.
Happy holidays, Rodney. What's the deal?
Yes.
Not too much.
Hold on, y'all. Stay right there, honey. Stay right there.
I'm coming every time you come around my London Bridge. Wanna go down like London.
Mouth up. Mouth up. Use the verb like a lady. Let me show you.
Like a lady.
Pussy.
Lady, you're supposed to verb like a lady. Stay in one spot.
Ha. Pussy.
Oh no, it's a chop. Box the chambers for you.
London.
Hello. Happy
holidays. Happy holidays.
Like a lady.
Hello.
London.
Like a lady. Yes. Hello.
Yes. Yes, honey. We are definitely back. We are definitely on the air, honey. It's some madness going on. It's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Bloody
yes, Lord.
There's definitely a lot going on. So how was your holiday?
You go first, Nicole. Go first.
Well, I mean, mine was pretty basic and normal. I had a lovely holiday. My baby, you know, I have an 11-year-old daughter, so it was basically all about her. I cooked down Saturday, then I cooked again Sunday. I didn't make it out to any of the events because I had my own situation going here, so I didn't go out to the Rumble Ball. I didn't make it out to the Christmas party. But I can say I had a very blessed Christmas, and the baby got everything that she wanted. So it was pretty cute. And now I'm trying to army fatigue it up so I can go out tonight.
Oh, you're coming out tonight.
I'm going to go meet Nanushka.
Oh, so it's going out tonight, honey. I know that's right, honey. Hmm. Well, Ronnie, or London, which one of y'all want to go first?
London, go ahead, London.
Oh, I just basically, I'm actually still eating the cupcakes from that's about it. I had a very fun little happy Christmas.
Is there any particular way that London or the culture in London celebrate Christmas?
We basically have a parade.
Okay.
And it's a lot of people out.
Well, I had a lovely Christmas. I spent Christmas with my husband, with my daughter Naomi, with my son Tracy. I cooked dinner, and my son CJ, I cooked dinner down. I made two whole lemon pepper chickens. They were stuffed, honey. I made macaroni and cheese. I made red rice. I made seafood salad, and I made chitlins, honey. And we just ate down, honey, and then we went to the Rumble, honey, and we shucked the motherfucking building up.
Get out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you made us wait for yours. So what happened? What, you got a B&W or something? What's up?
No. I actually spent Christmas with my mom and dad, which was wonderful. I haven't really, like, just spent just time with them for the Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I actually stayed at their home and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I did go out Christmas night. Kadan came and picked me up. We went out together and had a nice time. I met up with Fred and some of the Chanel at the club. So we had a good time. But I left to go to Atlanta. I was going on the bus because I waited to the last minute. I missed my first bus. So what I did was my kids were going to a ball in Cincinnati, Larimer's Rahi's ball. So I got on the bus and went to Cincinnati on Friday.
Get the fuck out there, bitch.
I went to the bar on Friday in Cincy, and then once the bar was over, I went to Atlanta and spent the rest of the weekend in Atlanta. So it was quite festive. I had a good time. Cincy showed me love. I walked, had fun. Some of the kids walked, the Mrs., the Ebony Chanel's, Overseer Mook Chanel was there, Larry, Ron, Evisu. It was a nice turnout for what it was for a Friday night ball, the Spectrum Christmas series. Kudos to Larry for that. It was BYOB, so you know I was definitely excited about that.
I know that's right. Working out Cincinnati, but definitely having a cute little function.
And Tay, Ebony, thanks for showing me love. Showed me around Cincinnati, you know, took me out, got me something to eat and stuff like that. We had a nice time. Marcus was there as well. You know, that's my road dog. Marcus was there as well.
Marcus Escada?
Marcus is no longer Escada, girl. He got kicked out, girl.
Over the one that should have won over Rodney, Sebastian?
Yeah, Sebastian said Marcus got kicked out.
Because somebody got Marcus.
What you talking about? Nicole, you mixing everybody up.
What? Didn't tell me.
Sebastian is over our mother, Escada. They're two different people. Both of them walk fashion categories, but one is an Escada and one is an Allure.
Thank you for your clarification. Thank you, Rodney. I really didn't know.
They said Marcus was kicked out the house for stealing the money from the function, Nicole.
What? Get Miss Marcus on the phone. Rodney, where's your girlfriend?
You know, Marcus will be calling in to dispute any claims that anybody have against him. But he didn't get kicked out.
He left the house
due to irreconcilable differences between him and certain Escadas, you know, but I don't know the logistics of it, but at their house, they're going to come on to talk about it, I'm sure.
Okay.
I do know.
If you're on the phone lines and you want to know about if Marcus stole that money, press one, so she can come in.
I just want to say that I'm not a thief. I mean,
yeah, I know, London. They don't do stuff like that in London. But Marcus is from where, Rodney?
North Carolina.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm
not kidding. Hold on. Yeah, we got a couple of callers. Let's see what they got to talk about. 302-359, you're live on the air on the recap show. 302-359, you're live on the air. Okay, you're gone, honey. This is the recap show / What the Fox.
About what was and what will be and what is. Rather hear how you got it over how much it cost you. Rather hear about finding yourself and how you lost you.
Yeah.
Rather you make this an open letter about family and struggling and it taking forever.
Uh-huh.
About hearts that you've broken, and ties that you've severed.
Thank you.
No doubt in my mind.
Right.
Make feel better.
Okay.
Yes.
That was random.
Honey.
Who was that?
Who was that, Cammy? I don't know. That was somebody from D.C., baby. I don't know who it was. Honey, 727-623, you're live on the air. 727-623, you're live on the air. I guess not. Let me say, I don't know what's going on with these girls, honey, and their phones, honey. They need to get their phones together, Mistake. It's not cute.
I want to give a quick two birthday shout-outs, Skyly, if I can.
Go ahead.
First to my son, Diesel Prodigy. It's his birthday. Thug Realness, enjoy your evening. And also to Mother Stephanie, happy birthday.
Stephanie Mond?
Yes.
No. We gotta get into that girl. We gotta get into that Miss Thang, honey. They gave it, honey, bitch. Only thing I can say, Miss Thang, honey. They said Miss Hosello tried to turn it. That's the only thing I'm gonna say, Miss Thang. And then, you know, but baby, we gonna get into the rest, honey. Hold on, 704-907. You're live on the air.
Y'all called for me, so I came.
Well, they said you stole the money, honey. Miss London got to tell me, Miss Thang.
She stole all the money, honey. They put you out the house because you stole the money for the North Carolina Awards Ball because you wanted to have your cash before the people got there.
Kelly,
that's
Nicole, you definitely got it all wrong. Let's go ahead. Well, hold on. First off, let's give a shout-out to Dante Ebony, Tycho Ebony, and Chris Ebony for showing us all the love in Cincinnati this weekend. We appreciate everything. Your hosting services were really nice. Me and Rodney really appreciate everything you did for us. Rodney, you forgot to give them a shout-out.
Oh. Well, let's get to the madness.
Okay,
so I got a new phone number for the new year. Okay, my old number will be cut off on Sunday, and I got a new number. So
all
I was
right,
on the red
on,
phone,
on,
and I was also on the new pink phone, honey. I had Sebastian on one phone and Marcus on the other phone, and the girls were throwing shots, and they was beating this. I was gagging. Bitch, when I tell you, girl, I wish the radio was on motherfucking Saturday night because, baby, it was going the fuck down on the motherfucking phone, Audi. Marcus was reading Sebastian. Sebastian was reading Marcus. Sebastian gave away that Marcus stole motherfucking Neiman coins, and that was his girlfriend, this thing that, Neiman was Sebastian's girlfriend, and that was Marcus' father, and he felt some type of way, and he had to just get it out there, Miss Thang, because.
Well.
He was gagging at that Marcus Stoney
coin. Let's actually get into that because, again, as anyone knows, Neiman is my gay father. So he has no problem getting on the radio and saying whatever he had to say. Seeing that he has yet to say anything about that, I'm not even going to address anything with money because my reputation stands for itself when it comes down to everybody getting paid and things like that. The ball, you know, I'm not even going to discuss it because Neiman has yet to – even address anything with money. If there was even any concerns, we've spoken every day up until me deciding to leave the house. We spoke on Wednesday when I notified him that I was, you know, considering leaving the house when I was at the casino. So, you know, that part doesn't need to be addressed. Anything, you know, so if people want to know particulars, whether I got put out, I'm not aware of getting put out. You know, I thought I left. I sent everybody a text message. I posted a message in the Scotta group and deleted myself out of the groups, all three of them. You know, I don't really know how me getting put out. But, you know, if they want to say I got put out to make it sound better, I'll take that. I mean, I just want to, you know, I like to know what day I got put out, when I got put out, and for what reason. Because, you know, to my knowledge, you know, me and Neiman spoke on Monday, we spoke on Tuesday, we spoke on Wednesday, we spoke on Thursday. And on Friday when I woke up and I saw the message on my, you know, Facebook, even up until Thursday, I was on the phone recruiting someone to be the overall mother of the House of Escada. So I'm really not sure why would I be recruiting someone to be the overall mother to come out MLK weekend and I was out of the house. Doesn't make sense, right? I think we've nipped that in the bud, but, you know, I'll be on hold if anybody wants to address anything. I think we should move on to the Stephanie and the Spanish Milan thing because I think that pretty much takes care of all of it.
Oh, well, now that you're 007, can you tell us what house are you going to?
I don't really know, Kelly. You know, a lot of things have come up, you know, I'm looking forward to see what happens, you know.
Yeah. We
so do you have any, you know, because you and Sebastian went at it, honey. Do you have any ill feelings towards Sebastian?
I don't. You know, I don't have any ill feelings. And, you know, because she's keeping it gorgeous, you know, and cute, I'm going to keep it gorgeous. And, you know, we'll just leave it like that. We said what we said. I think everyone in the midst of anger, we all said what we said on Saturday. I think people have had opportunities to calm down and think about things logically. And, you know, maybe it's over. I have nothing to say. You know, if she stands down, I've stood down. And, you know, hopefully those words were only, you know, those are not things. those are words that, you know, we call them reserved reads. Those are things you hold in for people when they try you. Those are things that you would necessarily tell people, you know, when things are going well. So, I mean, because she's not on here.
The shots that y'all was throwing at each other, it was giving me shots like y'all felt this way for a long time, but y'all didn't say it because y'all was in the same house. That's what it
might have been. Well, Kelly, a lot of people don't get along in the same house. You don't have to like everyone that's in your house. And I'm not going to say that because me and Sebastian have had our good days and bad days. But for overall, we both love the House of Escada. I still love the House of Escada. I would never speak ill towards the house because I was there. You know, obviously, I was an advocate for the house. I would never read my own, you know, something that I was part of. That just doesn't make sense to me. And, you know, every good thing comes to an end. You know, the road, it has ended. You know, will things ever change? Who knows? But, I mean, I love the house. I love Neiman. Neiman's going to still always be my gay father. You know, nothing's going to change.
Okay, honey. Okay. Well, I guess we can get no tea out of you, honey. So... Hopefully Sebastian will call in, honey.
So you want Mess to have it on the show? Kelly, you got to hear everything on Saturday. You know, that was, you know, if you want the viewers to hear it, I got to
hear it, buddy, honey, but the listeners didn't get to hear it, honey. You know, they like to
really
know.
It didn't make, none of it made sense, you know, and I still want to refute the fact that Marcus didn't take any money. You know, that's the one thing that I really want to be, you know, addressed. And if, you know, if Neiman would like to come on and, you know, accuse me of it, we haven't really spoken, you know, since Friday, but, you know, that would be a more of a legitimate answer because, you know, she and I are the only ones that know how the money went for the ball. She and I only know how the money went.
Somebody hit me up and said y'all was going at it like ex-lovers.
Not true.
But I don't know, Marcus. We're going to put you back on hold. If Shabazz is calling, we're going to put you back on. Okay. 404-931, you're live on the air.
Yeah, I just want to give a shout out to Rico, formerly Escada, now in the House of Milan, and then also invite everybody out that's going to be here for MLK weekend.
We don't do free promotions. Baby, I'm so sorry. You did give your shout out to those girls, but we do not do free promotions. This show is not free. It costs $100 a month, honey. Baby, so if you want to get a promotion, definitely hit me up on Facebook, and we can definitely promote that for you. Honey, hold on, honey. Ms. London said she has something to say. Honey, hold on. Wait, hold on.
Break it.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this breaking news report.
Hello?
Yes, you're there.
Yeah, as of today, Jihad Ebony has left the House of Ebony, and he's now a 007. He's no longer overall for the Ebony. Bloody.
I'm mad. Bloody. What? Oh, I just got some exclusive tea to say. They're getting ready. Jihad is now going to be overall for the card, honey. He has been replaced. Luda has been replaced, honey. What the fuck?
That's not exclusive tea, my friend.
Oh, my God, honey. Well, let's get into this Milan tea, honey. Anybody got any of this tea from Milan, honey?
Oh, I got a little tea. Basically, Snow White did not like Eric Milan being father. She felt that she was there longer than Eric, and she just completely gagged that she did not get father position. So she left and took all the Spanish children with her.
Oh shit, honey.
You know what,
Nicole, any insight on this? You got any insight on this or any feeling how you feel about this situation?
My business be all about this thing. It ain't no car, honey. I just know a little bit what London said, that it was don't beat me, but it was a Puerto Rican, you know, a Hispanic, and all the Hispanics and Stephanie and all of them just left. Why? I did hear the same thing in London, yeah, about the father and Vito, Zito, and Eric.
Yeah, but
Rodney?
Now
Bobby
know all the tea, y'all.
Bobby's just listening. Okay, well let me give y'all the breakdown of what I got, honey. Miss Snow White and Father Eric had a nasty reading session, I heard, about 4 or 5 months ago, honey, on motherfucking Facebook, when Eric read her for filth mistake, girl, gave the very mistake, all the girls that she came out with superseded her mistake, and these girls was legend mistake, she was nobody mistake, she was a not mistake, and she felt some type of way about Eric reading her mistake, and she held these ill feelings and for a long time mistake, and thought that she should be fathered because she was in the House of Milan before Eric was in the House of Milan. See, Eric even thought about becoming a Milan mistake, and then Eric or someone gave her, because I got this exclusive tea mistake for one of my leaks mistake in the Milan chat room mistake, that they said mistake if Miss Snow White was to ever be father of the House of Milan, that Roger and Terry will flip over in their motherfucking grave if that bitch was to ever be father. So now that all the tea is out, mistake, the girls are now begging to come back to the House of Milan, but Father Eric holds the power, mistake, and gave away those girls are not coming back, mistake. Some of the girls are up for review, mistake, to see if they're going to come back or if Eric's going to let them come back, because he holds the motherfucking key to Milan for those girls getting back in. So, baby, I don't know what happened. And again, right, Miss Stephanie, she's not going to be coming back, mistake. They're not going to keep dealing with the girls wanting to go in and out and in and out and all types of things, mistake. It's just a mess, mistake. Miss Snow White, if you're out there and you're listening, please call in and definitely give us your version of the story, mistake, because the girl said you are gagging now, mistake. Miss Veronica, they said she's up for review too, also trying to get back in the house now that the tea is out, mistake, but they don't know if they're going to let those girls back in. That's Miss Veronica, Miss Casper, Miss Prince, who else? Who else left? You know, all those Spanish girls. Miss Nadine. Oh, no. Casper is still in the house. Sorry. Casper is still in the house. Miss Nadine. Miss, what's her name? Amber and all of those girls, Miss Thang. I'm just gagging, Miss Thang. Girls should have waited, Miss Thang. Girl, don't jump the motherfucking gun, Miss Thang, too fast, Miss Thang. Following the girls, Miss Thang. Oh, and Miss Joey, too. Honey, it's just a mess. And Rodney has no comment about nothing, and he's not going to speak on the Milans. I don't know why, this day.
Mm-hmm. I'm Italian.
I don't know why, baby. This topic
go
is
ahead,
on
London.
Our
London, you got breaking news because Rodney be fronting. Anyway, go ahead, London.
No. I mean, the allegiance to the ones that were true to me supersede those that were backstabbing and had talked about me once I left. That's why I'm being quiet.
Somebody just hit me up on Facebook, and they gave the very Snow White is listening along with all the Latino girls. They got the tea that they were going to be a topic on the show, so they are all definitely on the line, and they are definitely listening. So maybe we could definitely get them to come up on the line and say something. You know, this is an open format. Anybody can speak. Maybe we'll get the father, Eric, to come up on the line. And, you know, he can
go back home.
He can definitely speak. I don't think Eric wants them back.
Oh, but, I mean, they were there for a very long time, Nadine, and a lot of them. So, you know, they probably just had a miss. It's a family thing, you know.
I did get some other tea, but I forgot to put that part out there, too. What I heard was that the Milans have a chat room when all of them are in the chat room together, but then the Spanish Milans also have their own Spanish Milan chat room where they read the African-American girls.
Is it called Telemundo?
Mr. London, please stop. You're going to make me go. But hold on. We got a bunch of callers. 404. Go ahead, London.
I just want to say I'm closing the House's Bridge.
Why are you closing the House of Bridge?
I think I'm going to go to Garçon.
Oh, shit. Hold on, London, before you say anything, before you drop any tea or say anything. Hold on. Let's pay some motherfucking bills with the North Carolina commercial, and then we're going to come back to our 7 callers.
The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, Icon Jack Mizrahi and Icon J. Manolo Blahnik. DJ Legendary Vonalure, Grand Prize, $1,500. Bush Queen Realist with a Twist, Mini Grand Prize, $500. Bush Queen Vogue Fest, Mini Grand Prize, $500. Bush Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure, two trophies, one cash prize of $250. Bush Queen Face, one trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure, two trophies, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, team three wins, one trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012, Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there.
Yes, so our next caller is 404-931. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Yeah, all I was going to say was that everything that you guys are saying as far as the House of Milan is speculation, and what we need to get on the line is Eric or Tony Macago to clear everything up.
Oh, baby, no, everything I'm saying is not speculation, baby. I have the whole full conversation. I have insight into the Milan chat room. This is not speculation. This is all real tea, okay?
So let me ask you this. So are you one of the mole? How did you get into to our page?
Don't worry about how I got in and don't worry about how I got the tea. But if you want me to, I'll post the whole conversation from the Milan chat room on my page.
We'll definitely do that.
Yes, I will definitely do that. You get your facts together. Anything that
no,
I report.
I got my facts together. I got my facts together.
You're your facts
okay.
Together.
Go ahead and do that.
You know what I want you to do? I want you to log on to Blog Talk Radio / Tins or Tops. And I want you to get into the chat room because I'm
going
to post the whole conversation in the chat room.
Hello?
So you do that, okay?
Kelly.
Yes?
Kelly, can I just hit me up and tell you to tell me what it is to get off the phone?
Oh, whoever that is, get off the phone, honey. Father said get off the phone. He had spoken, honey. Now, see, I was trying to be nice, mistake, and just spilled. I was just trying to be nice, mistake, you know, and just spill, you know, the tea, mistake. You know how the girls do. But now, since the girls want to know that I got the whole conversation, mistake, y'all girls is out there, mistake. I have the conversation, and I'm going to post, you know, it's a long conversation, mistake. So I'm going to post pieces and pieces in the chat room for y'all to get the whole conversation because I don't want the whole conversation on my wall since I don't have the tea and it's only speculations, okay? I'm going to post piece and piece of it in the chat room so y'all can get the E since the girls say I'm only doing speculations. I don't do speculations, honey. I'm not a girl that tries to speculate things, honey. So hold on. I post a piece of it. Girls, please don't comment. Girls, please don't comment or write anything in the chat room, girl, until I finish posting the whole thing in the chat room, girl. Okay? Hold on. Where did I leave off at, honey? I got to go back here to my thing. Where did I leave off at? So girls, don't comment in the chat room.
Interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this breaking news report.
Breaking news, got Rashad Demon Carsten, the child that the CEO read a few weeks ago, is now in jail. He's been in jail for the holidays. And, I just want to say don't fuck with her. For sure.
Oh,
honey, hold on. I gotta get where I left off at, honey. Here, honey, since you, hold on. I gotta get where I left off at, honey. On this chat, honey.
He cut off his monitoring bracelet to go buy a bump of coke, and now he's locked up.
Kelly.
Yes.
Oh, God, Father says, don't post that, please.
Okay. Only because Kadar asked me, I post a piece of it. Only because Kadar asked me not to post it, and I respect Kadar as a legend and his father. I'm not going to post the rest of it, but I did post a piece of it, okay? But I'm not going to post the rest of it out of respect for Kadar. Y'all girls are lucky. 404-272. You're live on the air.
What's up, Kadar?
Kadar?
Yeah. Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Kadar, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, you're live on the air, Kadar.
Oh, I'm just going to say that we, as far as we don't have to do any speculation, Stephanie is not on the line. Chris is not on the line. Hoselo is not on the line. Eugene is Milan. Joey is not a Milan. Prince is not a Milan. And Amber is not a Milan. That's not speculation. That is true. We have finalized and met with everybody and talked with them, and they are not a Milan. Happy birthday, by the way, Stephanie. No hate. You know, you got to move on. Do what you got to do, and the house is moving on. Thanks, you know, move on with that. But there's no speculation. Those girls are definitely gone.
Okay, and y'all heard it here from the overall father that there is no longer Milan's anymore. And I thank you. Casper is still in the house.
Yeah, I haven't had any work.
Veronica still a Milan?
No, Veronica's not a Milan. I'm sorry, I might have missed
it. Okay, so y'all heard it here from the father. There is no speculation. Those girls have left the house. They have exited the building because God has kick them out the chat room, and I must say welcome home to the icon, Face Diva herself, Toni McCargo. Welcome home and welcome to Facebook, Bernie.
She's back?
Wait,
yes,
so are they going to go to Extravaganza?
I don't know. I wish them the best of luck, it is what it is.
Okay. Thank you, Kadar, for definitely calling in and giving us that.
No problem. Y'all be good.
Thank you. Okay, we have another call up. 212. Excuse me. Hold on. We have another call up. 212-862. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Did you call for me?
Who is this?
Because I came. Hey, mother. Hi, son.
Oh, my God. Welcome to the radio show. He has not been here in such a long time. He is back on the air. He is back with us. It's the husband. It's the icon, Tony Milan. How you doing, darling?
I'm fine. I was not sure that Kadar was going to call in. But a little bit of what you're saying is a little bit off, Kelly. You know it's a little bit off. But, you know, if you have a question, I don't have a problem with answering it.
Well, I don't have a question. Nicole in London, you have a question? Because the girls be attacking me, and I don't like the girls attacking me. I'm only sending what the girls, you know, send me. But
no,
Nicole,
no,
in London, you have a question? What? Any questions?
Wait, Kelly.
Yeah, was it Shay?
Wait a second. Excuse me. I'm sorry, London. Give me a second. I'm sorry, Kelly. But you already know, as being an old girl, you're supposed to always do your homework. Always do your homework. That's all I have. That's all I'm going to say about that. But trust me, if you want to ask a question, and we have more than five or six Latinas and Latinos in our house, so the whole Spanish group of our house did not leave. Those are close friends, and they want to stick behind Hoselo, who's upset about something, and that's fine. You know, when you're friends, you should stick behind your friends, but you should also at the same time have your own mind when you do something.
And I definitely do agree with that. Yeah, girls should definitely have their own mind when they do things and they make decisions. Now, Nicole or London, do y'all have any questions? Because we know Robbie don't have any questions.
I'm sorry, I'm
yeah,
off London.
So is it true to say that Snow White wanted to be father and didn't like Eric to be father?
Well, we'll say this. Everything was done properly, okay? And at the end of the day, and I'm not going to get into exactly how everything went down, but at the end of the day, and Rodney was in the house of Milan at the time, so he knows. At the end of the day, Eric became the father. Hoselo was supposed to be someone like an overseer, but instead something went on, and he feels like he wasn't given the respect or that it wasn't voiced enough for him, so therefore he decided that it would be best for him to leave.
Okay, Nicole, you have any questions?
No, and you're saying that Stephanie should have her own mind because she left as well.
No, if I was saying that, I would have said that. I'm telling
you
about
London. You don't know Tony London. Tony was in Jamaica, but Tony is very opinionated, and whatever Tony has to say, Tony will say London.
Yeah, no,
okay.
I
love it.
But Stephanie's the type. Stephanie wants to do some other things. And she apologized to me. I spoke to her today. I called on her birthday, and she apologized for doing it the way that she did it. But she wants to do some other things. She doesn't. She says, this is what she said to me. Now, I can only tell you, this is me telling you what was told to me. She's not going to another house. She just wants to be Stephanie, and, you know, and that's all there is to it. Man, that's not a problem. I love Stephanie. Stephanie, I've known Stephanie for years. I think she's a fantastic person.
That's lovely.
Okay, honey. Well, all the speculations and the rumors have been cleared up, honey. The girls definitely came out, and they said what they had to say. Now, anybody else who's on the phone line, and y'all got any questions or comments or anything, feel free to press 1. The phone lines are open. Go ahead, Tony. Tony, are you still
here? Yeah, I'm here. Somebody was talking to me, so I had to. I'm still here. But
when are we going to see you out so we can have a husband?
2012.
Okay, I know that's right, honey.
You know what, Kelly? I didn't even know that Jack had the party last night. I had found out about 10 o'clock last night.
Yeah, they had the Christmas party was last night. It was really cute for what it was worth, and I really enjoyed myself, honey, out with the girls last night.
Yeah.
Kelly, did you get the $100 that I put in your titties?
Yes, I definitely did. I did. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed my coins. Oh, Tony, Garner said to tell you he's in tears right now hearing your voice on the show.
Oh, that is my sister. Hey, Garner, bitch. I got a call. I spoke to Sebastian. Ooh, Miss Rod. Rodney. Girl, you and Sebastian, honey, when I tell you I fell out for about 30 minutes. Wait a minute, what is with that master mix smack at that function? Like, my husband was carrying on, man.
About at the collections board. That was 2000, that was 2011. We're not going to talk about that anymore, honey. It's, there's a lot going on with that.
Oh, okay. Hey, Nicole, I'm sorry.
Something came across my airways, Tony, but we'll discuss that later time because I don't want another controversy on the show.
Okay.
Well, baby, start another controversy, Rodney. Why you can't start another controversy? Send it to me. I put it out there, baby. I don't know if I was starting something.
Welcome home, Macargo. How are you?
How you doing, sweetie?
I'm blessed. I can't complain.
I know that's right. No need to.
Okay, I hear nobody listening.
Hey, let's see what this.
But the Lord.
Hey, y'all, we got this caller. Let's see what this caller has to say. 347-419. You're live on the air on the recap show. 347-419. You're live on the air. Oh shit! They dropped the call, honey. I don't know.
Oh, honey. Kelly, I know what I want to clear up about this thing. You said something about people. If they want to come back, they're going through. What's? I'm gonna use your exact words. What did you say?
I forgot exactly what I was saying. What I said because I was going so fast because that caller had riled me up. But they said it was going through. What the fuck did I say? The girls was going through an orientation process.
Basically, Eric got the power reviewing. It was a different
way
of going
through review.
Girls.
Okay,
it was in reviewing, basically.
Okay.
See who was going to be invited back.
There are some people who, we'll put it this way. First of all, my daughter, Nadine, has never gone anywhere. That's number one. Number two, those who have not tried this before and are thinking of coming back, we don't have a problem with that because sometimes people are upset and they need to speak. I don't think none of us have a problem with that. But those who have tried this before, it's not a possibility, period. Mm-hmm. At all. Yeah. And Veronica grew up in this house, and I love Veronica dearly. I haven't spoken to her. She accepted me as a friend. I reached out on Facebook. She accepted me as a friend. You know, when she's ready to speak, she'll talk about it. Until then, I don't want to. I don't think you should pressure anybody when they leave. I think, you should. If you know them, if you're close with them, you should talk to them. If you're really not that close with them, and they don't know if you're going to be mean or if they're going to be mean or whatever, because she might be a little fearful, thinking I might be mean or mad. I'm not mean and I'm not mad. The bottom line is, I wouldn't have no problem with her talking to me about whatever her issue is, and we can see if we can solve it. If not, then. Her too. I would be like, okay, whatever you want to do, that's what you do. Because she didn't do it in a negative way. You know what I'm saying? She has been, I do hear, I have heard she has been a little bit upset about a few things, but I was not around to get, you know, to speak with her about it. And therefore, you have, you speak with who you feel comfortable with. She is still young. So when you're young, we're supposed to try to help mold the younger people to make better decisions or to make any decision, whether it's one that, that'll benefit the House of Milan or benefit another house. It, but I would prefer that she would talk to me. So the bottom line is those who've done it before, no, that's not going to happen. Those, this is their first time doing something like this, of course we're all ears and open to talk. And if the word is we, this is a we house. This is not a, any one person's house. It's a we house. So
oh,
we,
amen to that, Tony. Amen to that. Oh, hold on, we have another caller. 718-429, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Hey, oh my God, I've been waiting for 10 minutes.
Oh my God, who is this?
Oh my God, what's going on? Is this someone's birthday?
Who is this?
It's her fellow.
Oh, what's going on? How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Hi,
so
Daddy.
What the fuck is going on, honey?
Nothing. I'm here at this computer and, you know, that's it.
He took us a speakerphone. Being that she was on the phone, Tony was speaking, everything. Kelly, please let me get this because I like that. I like how you was listening, so you heard pretty much everything that happened. I think everybody came up here and respectfully expressed their opinion and spoke how they feel. Can you please enlighten us on the matter at hand as far as, you know, the conversation with you and Eric, and what is it and how is it that you felt that made you come to this decision?
Well, we're not going to go into full detail because full detail should be between me, Eric, and Tony and the House of Milan and
right.
the ex-Milans. But what I will say is I just will clear one thing, which I told everybody. It's not a I thing. It is a we thing. And if the House of Milan doesn't want to admit to it, I apologize for that. But we do feel like this. And
I'm definitely going to answer that one.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, fellow, finish.
We feel like this, and you know what? If you want to run things like a business, sometimes in businesses, you quit. So we quit. And it's we love the House of Milan, and people say, you can't love the House of Milan. You can't love a house and do what you did to a house. But I know I love my ex-boyfriend, and he's my ex. So, I mean, we're all adults here. I love my brothers and sisters.
No shame.
But, you know, I mean,
we love the Milans. No shame.
I got my family with
it's
me.
No
and if you're a Milan, you're not a Milan, you're my family. So we're going to keep it moving.
Yes.
We love y'all. You're going to be my father regardless at the end of the day. And my brothers and sisters in the house will be my brothers and sisters. And Eric, I keep it real. We couldn't work together. That's how simple it is. Now, if you want to build this up to a big scandal, have fun, because none of us are talking to y'all, and we're just talking to each other. So the tea that's coming out is coming from y'all. So we're just going to keep it like that, and 2012 looks like it's going to be fun.
Oh, shit!
I mean,
I'm waiting for you to finish because I want to know if we're going to get – let me know because I came up here nice, so I'm just trying to understand.
No, I'm coming up here nice. I'm not being nasty.
Oh, okay.
I'm not being nasty.
I want to clear something up. First of all, yes, when it's a business, if there's a problem, just like in business, you have what's called a union, and you bring it to the table, and you discuss something, and you find out what's going on, and you move from there. As you know, I was not around. I found out about this on the 21st of
mm-hmm.
December, and therefore me and you have spoken every single day since that. Excuse me. Since that time, as a matter of fact, we've now moved on from that, okay? But if we're in a Milan room and Milan's – first of all, nobody in the House of Milan has discussed it in a negative nature. They're just discussing the problem. The same way you were upset, now they are upset. So they have a right in their own setting to discuss something. We are well aware that you still have friends or you or whoever may still have friends and you might get what they're saying. I don't think anybody really cares that you got that. You know what I'm saying? And it was expected that you would get that. As a matter of fact, I could tell you what I said. As a matter of fact, you already know what I had said because you have a cut and paste of it. So you know I was not being rude or nasty. I was just making sure I cleared some things up. I do believe that this shouldn't even be a topic anymore. because what's done is done and what's said is said. It's gone. And I think that what we should do now is just be behind you, whatever decision you make. But the whole point of matter is that how I feel, like I told you, it's fine that you speak, but you should always let somebody else speak for themselves as well. You can come as a collective group, but you can still, they can speak for themselves as well. Those are grown-ass men and women. And that's all I ever said to you, as I felt the way it was done was fucked up. It's not that what you do, because if it's time for you to move on, I would have loved to be able to help you move on, and we could talk about it. But I woke up to this. I woke up on the 21st to this foolishness.
Okay.
Oh, well, hold on. I think some of the girls in Hotel background would like to call in. So, because I hear that they're trying to call in. So I'm going to clear the lines, honey. So I'm going to clear the lines so some of those girls can try to call in, because I hear the background of the girls are trying to call in. So I'm going to clear the lines. The phone lines are being cleared now. Oh, shit, the wrong person. Honey, the phone lines are being cleared so y'all girls can call in if y'all trying to call in, because I hear it in the background that people were trying to call in. So y'all can definitely call in. The lines are clear, honey. So if y'all trying to get in, honey, the lines are clear, and y'all can definitely call in. Hotel, are you still there?
No. What's up, baby? This is Joey.
Hey, Joey.
How's everybody doing? How was your Christmas?
It was good. How was yours?
It was pretty good. It was pretty good. Just, you know, working every day, you know. Got to do what I got to do.
I know that.
You know,
right.
And, you know, it's, you know, going to the whole house breakup thing, I will say this, that after 8 years walking with the House of Milan, you know, for us to be called the racist or that this was all a Spanish thing, you know, it's hurtful because y'all all saw us grow right in front of your eyes. Y'all all saw us. So
but
it's like,
now,
why are we being targeted as being racist?
Joey,
as a matter of fact,
we didn't say that.
No, but listen. I'm not saying that you didn't, baby.
I'm just saying
the way it's being expressed. When you're expressing something like that, it's hurtful. But I understand why the Milans reacted the way they acted, because I would too. But at the end of the day, you gotta understand something, that this is my family. I grew up with them. Half of the Milans. I don't.
Right.
I know. Y'all want to hear the scandal, but that's the real scandal right there. That's the real scandal. That's what it is.
You know,
we left as a unit, and you know,
right?
Exactly. It doesn't have to go any more than that. So it's kind of like, you know, let's make it fun now. You know, let's make it fun. Let's see. You know, let's bring it there. Because honestly, the ballroom scene is tired, and because the ballroom scene is tired, you know, we have to do different things. We have to. Because it's going to stay the same, and nobody's going to want to like really entertain it. So you got to understand what we're trying to do for the ballroom scene, because we're trying to do that. You know, it got tired. It got boring. It's like, okay, what else is new besides Vogue Femme? Like, everybody wants to Vogue Femme. But, you know, it's all out of respect. All out of respect at the end of the day.
Hopefully. Are you guys going to make your new house?
There's nothing being discussed about that at this moment, because right now we're trying to figure out why all this animosity is coming out, and I respect the house again.
What animosity? I'm sorry, Joe. Wait. Let me ask my question.
Hold on. Kadon, get back on the air.
All right, quick. I just have a quick question.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
I'm a little confused. Let me turn my radio down. Cause I guess the phone is faster than the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the phone
this
is faster.
This is my problem. Going back to, as the overall father, and Hosello mentioned it's a family thing, and as a business, they couldn't work together. But let's look at hierarchy. You went with Eric. I came and conducted a meeting for you and Eric to work things out. You sat in my face and told me that you were going to work things out with Eric. Eric took you out to eat to work things out, and it did not work because you wanted it your way. And that's why.
Hold on.
Now you all have called me. Kelly, whoever's sending out the post, every post I put my number, my email, and my address on one of them. So there's no way you can't. Eric is not the head of this house. He's the head of a chapter. When there was a problem, you called me. You all did not call me. You collectively got together and did what you did, and you moved on. Great. But do not use the word love and respect, because you didn't respect this house from day one, and you don't love this house. Hostello mentioned him and his lover broke up. But guess what, Hostello? When you and your lover separated, there was a conversation of separation. With the head, you and your lover. You didn't tell your lover's best friend you were leaving. You told your lover, right or wrong. And Joey, you all saying, you just, I heard you say something about you want to break the scene up to make it exciting. Baby, out of the six of y'all that left, out of the five of y'all that left, there's only two trophy winners.
Oh,
I'm not
shit.
Trying to be. I'm not trying to be funny, but at this level, I'm not playing, because you disrespected this house, and there was no love. So stop using that. And I'm the quiet one. Everybody knows I'm the quiet one. For me to get to this level, I have to be mad. I have to be mad. And I wish you all the best. Hello.
Hey,
hello.
Yeah.
I wish you all the best, and I really do. But it's not one of you all who cannot say I've ever disrespected you all and not treated you all with respect. Hello, who's hot for those?
I'm sorry, I was washing dishes. I'm sorry, I was washing dishes. I apologize.
Stop.
That's you
got to
be away for that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That wasn't me, honey. I'm sitting down.
That's Tony. He know because I'm hot. And I just do not, and I do not use the word love and respect when you have not shown that. It's an action word and a positive. Tony, get out the kitchen. Go sit down and go outside and smoke.
Okay. I went.
Because I'm serious. I'm tired of this. I really am tired. And I've not said anything the whole time because I'm waiting on a phone call. Hostello, you sent me a text just 2 days ago. Merry Christmas. Sorry I haven't called you. Can I call you tonight? Well, baby, I'm still waiting on my call. But
no,
you
didn't respond,
baby.
You gave very much. Merry Christmas to you, too. You could have done an answer, yes, you can. But you could have done an answer, yes,
I
can. But you know what? But you know what? But you know what? But
you
know what? Kadan, listen.
Yeah.
I'm not taking it into a nasty mode. I'm not doing
I'm not
nothing
either,
nasty. I'm not
you
doing
know.
Nothing. You're getting loud. Listen.
You're not the victim.
You guys, listen.
At this point, no, don't say no, you. This is Kadan. This is not the house. This is me. I'm telling you why I'm hurt.
I know.
Okay, so that's me. Don't have this in nothing to do with the house. Nothing, it's me. For someone who's reached out to you and your group, your family, and you all, for you all to turn around and do this, I have that right to yell, scream, cuss, and knock the shit out of each and every one of y'all when I see you. But I'm not that type. I'm not that type. You put it on this radio, I'm going to just let you know. I'm not having that. And that is not, do not use the word love and respect when it comes to this house. Do not. Because you did not demonstrate that. From this is all about you. You got mad, and you know the extent. You know personally the extent that I went to try to work things out with you and Eric behind closed doors. And for you still to do this, it ain't no listen. Don't talk out to me now, no, because I'm done. And I just want to let you, do not mention my house name. Do not. This house is my lot. Do not. None of y'all. Because this is just a level of disrespect. I've never seen it like this. Just ungrateful. Ungrateful.
Okay.
So just understand, do not. Just say you moving on and you move on. Because I just, you know personally. And if I'm lying, you let me know right now that I'm lying. On radio.
No, well, listen. Okay, listen. I'm not going
to
sit here and just keep hearing this, all right? Listen, no, we're not going to go this route right now, please. So we're moving on. End of story. Are we going to get nasty? You guys want to approach this on Blog Talk Radio. Congratulations. I hope you guys, I give you guys love and respect.
Don't give me your love.
Okay?
Save your love
because listen, because I'm not being nasty to you.
Listen,
you're being
nasty
right now.
No,
yes,
not.
You guys, I don't understand. Okay, I understand you're mad. You're mad. Yes, I know you're mad. You're mad. Okay, you're mad.
Hold up a second. He just explained to you that he's upset. People don't get upset if they don't care.
No,
there's a difference. When you don't care, you don't say anything, you don't reach out or anything like that. So he's upset. He's clearly letting you know that
mm-hmm.
he's upset.
That he's upset. And that's all there is to it. The same way you were upset and you did what you want to do, he's upset. He's expressing himself that he's upset. And that's just the bottom line. You know good and well he's not about to touch you. So
that's the type of human being that he is. Like that. Okay.
So he's just upset, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? But you know what? You're still my son. I still love you. You know what I'm saying?
If we're going to keep airing this out on an online talk radio show right now, let me know now.
Because I'm just saying.
Hello, listen.
No one is an alpha here because we're all on here. So we're all, if you want to make being on Blog Talk Radio a negative, then we're all negative across the board. Everybody who's on here, everybody who's listening, and so on and so forth. The bottom line is we came on here, we said what we said, now we're done with it. You know, you've moved on, we've moved on. It should be nothing more said. I can promise you this much, and I know that people will tell you, because you know you have friends that are still in the house. There will be no more topic of this discussion, no more. And I can promise you that. And it's over and it's done with. Kelly, you have another, you have something else?
Oh, yes, I've definitely got a lot more.
No, well, not more no questions about this, because we're done with this.
Case closed.
No more questions, honey. Let me tell you something. I sit here, and I don't want anybody to think that I'm being serious, bitch, okay? I sit here in my house, Miss Thang, and I mind my fucking business, okay? My motherfucking email, my Facebook get blown up with this motherfucking shit, girl. When it happened, Miss Thang, on Thursday, and it dropped on Thursday, the girls was hitting me up for me to do a show on Thursday.
Right.
So, but I should not do a show, Kelly. We know it's not your fault.
You're doing your job.
Exactly. That's what you're supposed to be doing.
You're doing your job. He called in with it and sat down with love and tried to play this victim thing.
Kadon, let it go. Let it go.
And I can definitely agree with Kadon and feel how Kadon feels, because at the end of the day, you get fed up and you get tired and you just, you have to come out. So, I want to thank y'all all for coming in, okay? All you ballroom girls that hit me up, Miss Thang, and y'all sending me all the tea, and y'all sending me all the leaks from the House of Milan chat room, y'all got exactly what y'all wanted, Miss Thang. So now, are y'all satisfied? Y'all got the tea, Miss Thang, as the tea is out. Are y'all satisfied now? So y'all can hit me back up on Facebook, or y'all can comment on the chat room page on Facebook and let me know, are y'all satisfied with all the tea is out now? So I hope that y'all satisfied, okay?
Kelly, I will talk to you later, and I will see you. We can get drunk.
Yes, definitely. So a husband, we could definitely have a husband, honey. Definitely have a husband. So I want to thank everybody for calling in. The Milan scandal is done, honey. We're gonna go to the next scandal. We need to find out, Miss Thang. The girls need to call in, Miss Thang, and I need Miss Paris to call in, honey, because she's always with Father Jahard all the time, Miss Thang. I want to know exactly why Father Jahard stepped down from being overall father of the iconic House of Ebony. So all you Ebony girls is out there, Miss Thang, and Father Jahard, send this text out to everybody. Everything, girls, call in, Miss Thang. I want to know the motherfucker. I want to know the full beat. I know he left, Miss Thang, but I need to get the full motherfucking beat on exactly what happened. And then I also need to touch up on the Vicky Gotti exclusive interview with Manice. Because I seen her interview, Miss Thang. I left this lady alone, and I'm going to definitely talk about that. I have left this lady alone. Me and Pony is in a new place, Miss Thang. It's about to be 2012. I'm leaving all the fake and the phony back in 2011. Me and Pony is in a place now that we speak and everything, and we talked on Facebook and everything. And for this lady to come on Vicky Gotti and try to disrespect me, Miss Thang, in her exclusive interview, Miss Thang, that was so 6 months ago when I said what I said about her. Bitch, you can have an opinion or anything you want to have about me, Manice, Miss Thang, but don't disrespect me and call me all types of bitches and all types of things of that nature and everything, because we can play this reading game if you want to sit here and you want to read, because I want to know the flipping fact of it was like 37 degrees outside and you and Vicky were sitting in Brooklyn in front of your house doing the interview, Miss Thang. Why wasn't y'all upstairs in your house, Miss Thang? These are a lot of questions that the girls have been hitting me up and asking me, so don't get mad at me because, you think I'm reading, but it was really cold outside that day, Miss Thang, and Vicky looked cold in that interview with her hoodie on. Why wasn't y'all upstairs in your apartment doing the interview?
Was it no heat in your apartment? The apartment wasn't up to standards for you to take and do a video on? Because I know I did my video right here in my lovely apartment, Miss Thing, with my Malolean floors, Miss Thing, and my 60-inch TV and all kinds of things. But we need to know, Manny. So if you want to call in, the phone lines are definitely open. And if you can't get through, hit one of your girlfriends up, Miss Thing, and they'll definitely call, hit me up, and we'll definitely bring you on the line, because I haven't disrespected you or said anything about you in a long time, Miss Thing. And, you know, and I heard in the beginning of your interview, you got a taser and all of that stuff, Miss Thing. You ain't the only bitch with a taser. I got a video with me clocking mines, too, Miss Thing. But my dick beaters work very well. They work better than a taser. So please keep it cute. Don't disrespect me. Me and Pony is in a whole other place and everything.
Moment.
And this bitch is opening up some wounds, Miss Thing. And I don't want to have to make a bitch bleed.
A little bit, but hello, I want to say that Jahard is not coming on. The tea you got is forced. He did not leave the House of Ebony. Okay, he's not coming on, and he did not leave the House of Ebony, and that's forced tea. Back on to Johnny's.
Okay, but I'm done with her, Miss Thing. We're not going to make the topic all about her, Miss Thing. We're done with her. But that's just how I feel. But, Ronnie, you were saying something, Ronnie?
Oh, no, I was about to ask you what exactly were the words that made you feel that way that she was saying.
You see, I don't have a problem with anybody doing an interview or saying exactly how they feel about me or anything, because if I feel some type of way about somebody, I'm going to keep it real. But don't be calling me all types of bitches and this nigga. And, bitch, we don't fuck around like that. Only people that call me bitches is my girlfriends and this thing. And I checked her about that when she was on the radio and she called and calling me all types of bitches and all of that stuff. You can say Kelly or whatever your opinion is you have about me, but don't disrespect me and call me all types of bitches and niggas and things. And we don't get down like that. I don't pop with you like that, my nigga.
Bitch, you. Girl, you talk fast down.
Yes. You know, I have to get up
Rodney.
On my sister's
wait,
shit,
wait,
honey.
Wait, hold on,
you
Rodney.
Know, and give it, honey. Hold on, we have a caller, honey.
Talk fast down. She got to get it together.
Honey, 201-996, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on
Hello?
The air, baby.
Hey, what's up? I'm just calling. I know the Milan thing is over. I'm just calling to reach out to my extended family, Josello, Joey, Amber, Jarrell, Prince, all of Veronica, everybody. Trust me, I got your back. I love y'all. We've all been a unit since 2002. All of that shady shit, just forget about it. If you
who is
me,
this?
I'm here
wait,
for you.
Wait, is that Janice?
Oh, that was fierce. This is Mark Ebony.
Oh, Mark Ebony. Okay.
So we've
okay,
been
thank you, Mark, for definitely calling in. Okay, 551-226. You're live on the air.
Clap, clap.
551-226, you're live on the air.
That was a duckable, right? I'm Mark Ebony. Clap, clap. I think I need a round of
applause. Okay, well. So, and that was it, you know. It just was a lot, honey. So, I don't know, honey. Hold on, somebody's texting the pink phone.
Wait, why did you harden up the text message?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if the girls, they said he's still an Ebony, but he's not overall father. He has stepped down from being overall father. But he's always going to be an EBO in for life, but he has stepped down as overall father. So I don't know, honey, baby, but we're here. The phone lines are definitely open. Anybody feel any type of way or anybody's on the phone lines and your girlfriends was red or something was said about your girlfriends, you know, you can call them and then y'all can text the red phone this thing and we'll try to clear the lines to get y'all back in and everything, you know. But we're here, honey. It's a mess, honey, you know. And I was so mad. Girls, when I tell y'all, girls, I was really upset on Wednesday. You know, I got my two wisdom teeth pulled out in the top of my mouth on Wednesday. So that's why I couldn't do the show. I wasn't really sick. I just wasn't feeling well because my teeth got pulled out. But I really, if my mouth wasn't fucked up, I was going to come up and, you know, and say what I had to say on Wednesday. But I had to wait until tonight because, you know, I wasn't available last night, you know. I was at the Mizrahi Christmas party last night with my extended family.
So, Kelly, did you go to the Rumble?
Yes, I oh yes, I forgot about the Rumble. We definitely went to the Rumble. The Rumble was definitely cute. If y'all girls see my pictures on Facebook, I was up in this skin tight motherfucking cat suit this thing that my husband bought me for Christmas this day with my jewels and everything that my husband gave me. It was cute. The Rumble was really cute. I enjoyed it. Jasmine Khan, congratulations for her $250 win. Who else won? Jerry Mizrahi, congratulations on his $250 win for his category. And then he also won $570 for all the $5 that was collected, so he won that also. I can say congratulations to Mother Brittany Herrera for definitely winning best dress at the function. Who else won that I remember?
What did it pass for best dress?
Best dress with it was called, everything was in a Christmas effect and Christmas love. And I don't know, maybe Ebony or somebody that could come out there could come and speak. But I don't know, Dre was really doing a lot of chopping on Saturday. He chopped a lot of girls' mistakes. It was definitely a gagger. I gagged, that I got to give a big shout-out to Mother St. Clair. I think she looked fabulous. I gagged that she got chopped, that Dre chopped her. It was on a chopping spree. He chopped Mother Maya Herrera for face. He chopped Brandon Mizrahi for face. He chopped Andre Lover for best dress. Chopped the new legend, De'Asia Mizrahi, for best dress. He also chopped her for face also, Miss Day. He chopped my husband for face. He chopped, he chopped a lot of girls. Dre was on a chopping spree. I don't know what the fuck, but Dre was definitely on a chopping spree. Naomi got sat down by Jasmine, but thanks to 15, we watched the video and we seen exactly what happened. Whole thing, why Naomi got sat down by Jasmine, you know, we can't say exactly, you know, trying to pin any wool over it, but when Naomi was battling,
we gotta be trying to put something on it, bitch. No, it's not
nothing to Jasmine. So when Naomi was battling the Icon Chat, what's her name?
I think I seen it.
Yeah, when Naomi was battling the Icon Chat, and everybody gagged when Naomi fell. We just seen in the video 15 pointed it out to us. Somebody in the crowd threw a water bottle out, and it got stuck underneath Naomi Hill, and she fell on her back and hit her head. Somebody threw a water bottle from the crowd, and if you watch the video, in 53 minutes, you will see that the water bottle gets stuck underneath her heel, and she falls and busts and hits her head on the floor, and she pulls a hamstring in her leg, honey, and that's what happened. But she still came back out to battle with Jasmine, even though her leg was messed up. She still came back out to battle. So, and then what else happened? I don't know what happened with any of the sex siren or the runway categories or any of that stuff, Miss Day, because it was like 5:45 and I had to move my car because I was not trying to get no ticket or trying to have the car impounded. So I left. The Kool-Aid said the ball was over about 8 o'clock after I left at 5:45. They still had a whole bunch of other categories. They didn't do Vogue Femme, all of that. So I don't know who won those categories. But Dre was definitely on a motherfucking mission on Saturday, on Sunday.
I thought the drugs ruinous category was calling for the Grinch who stole Christmas.
Why did you say that?
It was a lot of lookalikes.
Oh. And then, you know, I came out and I walked real there, honey. I sat Mother Denise Infinity down. She was highly upset that I sat her down. But I did sit her, honey, in the bed, you know. So, you know, kudos to me. Ready? I really want to come back out. I just want to to battle Denise, and I battled her, and I sat her. Then I came back out. It was 3-3 with the last battle, and Andre had to break the tie between me and the next child when I came back out through the battle, mistake. And I just pumped off because I just automatically assumed that Andre wasn't going to give me the vote when he had to break the tie and give it to the Infinity Child. So I just pumped off and went back to my seat and gave the Infinity Child a kiss, mistake.
Listen.
So that's what happened. Hold on, we have the icon father, James Icon, is on the line.
Her name is Davina.
I forgot, James, it was on the tip of my tongue, sorry.
Did you win, brother?
Oh, child, yes. And you know, I was very highly upset, Miss Stan, bitch. All the young children, let me give you, I forgot to tell y'all that. All the young children came out, and they all got their tears. And then when the category got down to five, who comes out but big motherfucking father, James Icon. I said, James, you about to slay all these kids. James slayed the children and won his 250.
Congrats, brother.
His first battle was him and Face, and him and Face had a nasty, cute little battle, and he sat Face down, and, you know, it was cute. James, are you still there with us?
Zach, I'm sorry.
Yes, you're still there. Go ahead, James.
No, that was her name is Davina. I didn't hear Rodney's question.
No, I was saying congrats to you on your win.
Oh, thank you. I don't think I could walk no more. That was a little bit too
funny. I
read it. Better than you. Right. I was gagging myself that we was battling like that, you know. But it was cute. That was funny.
Face brings out the energy in everybody.
Yeah, it's a lot of energy.
Face will definitely bring out a lot of energy in everybody. You know, he be getting down low to the floor. I know James can still get down there. James still got down there with that motherfucking Attica pose in Face.
That's where Face gets it from, bitch. If you get into who getting down there, that's where Face get it from. Father, so he just takes it with lots of energy, bitch, and moving the arms and the shoulder. He gets down low and all that.
I was sweating.
Yeah, but it was definitely cute. The function was definitely cute. It wasn't really packed. It wasn't really a lot of girls in there, but the girls definitely did come out, and it was definitely cute. And I definitely got to give a big shout out to all the girls in this thing that took it beyond just the colors, you know, because it was either in the Christmas colors or in the Christmas effect. So I definitely got to give a big shout out to the girls that actually did bring the effect and not just the colors. Definitely a big kudos out to y'all, honey, because you know we need to get back into, you know, when the ballroom scene was effects, then the girls will bring it, honey, and not just, you know.
Like, shout out to my Icon Girls Network performance. I love y'all.
Baby, I cannot wait. I cannot wait until see performance at the house.
Did they get chopped in a row?
No, they didn't get chopped in a row, darling. Two of them got chopped, and they were brought back, and the rest of them got their tens because somebody was on the panel and just wasn't doing it right.
Maybe. Yes, but I can definitely wait to see performance as a house because I know the Icons are definitely going to bring their performance as a house. And James, your son Mike said to tell you he's still waiting on his Christmas gift.
Yeah, so am I because I told those bitches that I wanted an iPhone, and there's a certain amount of kids that I told, and only thing they had to put in was $8 a piece amongst them 35 motherfucking cheap-ass motherfuckers so they could keep on waiting for their motherfucking Christmas gift because I got a Christmas gift for you. Fuck you. That's my Christmas gift.
Huh. Oh, well, Mike, you heard what Father said, honey.
And Nicole, you ain't exempt neither, so don't sit there and be quiet.
I was quiet.
You were in that room, too.
But the weekend was definitely a fun weekend. I definitely got to give a birthday shout out to my grandkids and my kids. Definitely give a birthday shout out to Tasha Milan. It was his birthday on Saturday. Definitely give a big shout out to my son Rob, 007. It was his birthday on Thursday. Definitely give a big shout out to my son Foxy Milan. It was his birthday on motherfucking Sunday. Honey, you know, bitch, they had me, baby. When I tell y'all girls, I had a long weekend, honey. I couldn't make it to Rock Party on Friday because I lost my house keys. But, baby, from Saturday to Sunday to Monday and then tonight, baby, it's been a long fucking weekend, honey. Hold on, y'all. We got the legendary Mother Divine is on the airwaves with us, honey. Divine?
Yeah. What's going on?
Did you enjoy yourself in New York this weekend?
Oh, did I? Yes, I took a bite of the Big Apple, baby.
Yes, honey. Me and I had a kiki last night at the Christmas party, honey. It was definitely a key.
Yes. I tipped in a little later. You know, I had to go see Daddy first, baby. I did the Rumble, then I did the hotel, then I did Daddy, then I came back to the Mizzle party. I left it. That's the perfect way to just go ahead and just slide through everything for the weekend. My favorite.
Yeah, I know that's right.
Bitch, I was so high. Oh, my God, I was so high this weekend.
Oh, my God.
Bitch, I had so much weed. I'm going to call you live on the air.
Oh, no.
I'm going to call you live on the air. Okay, I guess not.
Wait a minute, I have my girlfriend in here. Hi, Tony, I miss you, bitch.
Oh, Tony's gone. Tony was online, but
oh,
Tony's gone now.
Bitch, that's my bitch. Oh, my God.
Yes, Tony is definitely
no,
back.
No, that's my juju, honey. I got to...
Tony is definitely back in the mix, honey. Any of you girls is on the phone line, feel free to definitely press 1. We got about 7 minutes left to the show, Miss Day. Y'all can feel free to definitely press 1. Nicole, what are we doing tomorrow? Are you on? Are you coming on tomorrow?
Yeah, where were you at last night, Nicole? I mean, this whole weekend, girl, where were you?
I was laid up.
She
was so late, girl. That's so late. I announced that I was coming through. Oh, but bitch, that's cute, honey. I didn't need no competition in there anyway, girl. It was a couple of little stud things in there. I was trying to get the little cheese on, honey. I was saying, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nicole
was blue loving all weekend, honey, baby. You know when
the
baby daddy comes in town, everything shuts down.
Wow. What I said, the ducks are lovely. But what's Wednesday?
Tomorrow night show. Are you? What are you doing? Are you doing a show tomorrow night?
I'm part two. My ratings was completely fabulous. Everybody wants to come back, so yes. I even want some of the older Butch Queens and icon Butch Queens to come on the phone and address how they feel, because I got a lot of diff. You know, Rodney, where were you? I wanted to hear your opinion. I heard how James feel. Father, I would like to hear how you feel. So I am going to do a part
about
two.
About what?
To part two of the Femme Queen and the Butch Queen and their relationship.
Oh, hell,
and why the dudes
in
the
hell no. I don't got no comment about that, Nicole.
I don't either. That's
why
I
got
it.
Only reason why I say this.
Attack me. Calm down.
No, I'm not attacking you. I'm just saying I don't have no comment in it because it's, you know, to each his own. Whoever you like is whoever you like. You know, and I don't discriminate. No, I can't even hate. I mean, I really did. I am personally opposed to it, but maybe I've been seeing Butch Queens later. I mean, lately. That's I don't know. I might have to take a trip, maybe.
I totally
Sunday
yes,
was not.
I'm gonna swipe that mouth with one of them swaps. wait them 30 minutes, and then we can pop. Yes.
Okay, I'm off our call. But hold on, we got another caller. 770-597, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Kelly?
What's going on?
This is the legendary Father Camaro Blahnik. Hey, Kelly, Nicole, London, Rodney, how y'all doing?
What's going on, Father? Did you hear the commercial?
How are you?
No free commercials.
No, he ain't got a free. He paid for his, honey. Did you hear your commercial?
Yeah, I did. Thanks a lot. I like it. Thanks for doing it. I really like it.
Thank you very much. You know, I'm very talented in the things that I do.
I wanted to definitely give a big shout out to Tony Macago. Like, Tony, I miss you. I love you so much. You know that. You know, we got a lot to catch up on. So, you know, hit me up on Facebook, Abby. I always love all
that.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on, y'all. We're going to pay some bills. We're going to pay some bills before we get up out of here, honey. Hold on. We're going to pay some bills with all these commercials, honey. Here's the commercials all over. The grand prize was $750. The grand prize has now been added to $1,000 for the performance category, I think it is. So we're going to pay some bills with these commercials, and we'll be back.
Yeah, Kelly.
Hold on, Camaro. We're going to pay some bills, and we're going to be back from these words from our sponsors, from Mother Sophia Davenport, from Ballroom Throwbacks, and the Blahniks after these commercials. Hold on, everybody.
The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, icon Jack Mizrahi and icon Jay Manolo Blahnik. DJ, legendary Vonalore. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini grand prize, $500. Butch Queen Vogue Set. Mini grand prize, $500. Butch Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Favorite. one trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophies, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, team treatment. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012, Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there! The Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2. February 18th, 2012, Youngstown State University's Beagley Center, Youngstown, Ohio. Commentators for the evening, legendary Kevin Jay-Z's Prodigy and Leslie Derion. $25 all night. Doors open at 10. Legislative massage at 12:30. Guest list closes at midnight. Cash category. Grand prize. Open to all Vogue performance. $750. Bring a gift or a $10 pop. Open to all runway. $250. Femme Queen Realness. $150. Butch Queen and Drag Realness. The Transformation. $100. Open to all Thug Realness. Four trophies. One cash award. $100. Open to all Sex Sirens. Four trophies, one cash award, $100. Virgin Vogue, $50. The Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2, February 18th, 2012. See you there.
Girl.
The legendary House of Blonde Ball. Who runs the world? January 14th, 2012. Venue Club Space, 1310 White Street, Atlanta, GA. 30310. Grand prize. Open to all runway. $1,212. Cash prize. Butch Queen Face, $250. Butch Queen Sex Siren, $500. Sister vs. Sister, $500. And 11 other $100 cash categories. January 14th, 2012. The legendary House of Blonde Ball. Who won the world? Ballroom Throwback presents Wanted 2012, the first annual YouTube Awards Ball, March 3rd, 2012. Time, 7 p.m. until 3 a.m. Where? 841 Barreto Street, The Bronx, New York, 10451. Categories include 7 Queen Face, Smooth Criminal, Dressing Killer Black with a Smoking Red Lip, $500 cash. Sister vs. Sister, $250 cash. Add $20 to the pot, one trophy. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, legendary performance, $500. Add $20 to the pot. Butch Queens vs. Sun Queens, one trophy. Theme battle, grand prize, $1,500 and one trophy. Grand prize, $2,012 to the house with the most trophies. Ballroom Throwback presents Wanted 2012, the first annual YouTube Awards Ball.
Yes, we're definitely back from the words from all our sponsors, honey. And if you would definitely want to be one of our sponsors, definitely hit me up on Facebook, and I'll give you all the information, and you could be one of the sponsors to definitely keep Blog Talk Radio /Tinsel Chops definitely going. Whether you call it, whether you get a commercial or not, we're going to still keep going, honey. But, you know, if you want to definitely help us with that, you know, definitely hit me up on Facebook, honey, and I'll give you all the information that you definitely need. How you doing? Camilla, you were saying something before the commercial?
Yeah, thanks for coming back to me. I just wanted to give a little information about the House of Blonde Ball for MLK weekend. Just to clarify things, again, it's January 14th, that Saturday. The doors open up at 6 p.m. The LSS at 7 p.m. The awards will start at 8 p.m. and the first category will start at 9 p.m. And the first category is Grand Prize Runway for $1,212. So just giving coming update. And the order of categories will either be out on Facebook or, you know, you'll have them the day of the ball. But you do know that the first category of the night will be Runway, and the third category of the night will be Realness. And also, Dark Space will be in the first half of the world.
A lot of feedback.
You did what?
Yeah. And this is
Okay, so hold on, wait. I hear somebody else is talking, honey. Well, if anybody else is on the phone lines and y'all have any questions, the ballroom throwbacks ball is in the Bronx to the girls that's acting in the chat room. That's the ball that's in the Bronx. The Blonic ball is in Atlanta. The Queen of Hearts ball is Youngstown, Ohio. And the North Carolina Awards ball is in North Carolina. That is the So, we definitely about to get up out of here. We'll definitely be back here tomorrow with her topic. So, James, can you tell the girls good night?
Good night.
Okay, Divine, can you tell the girls good night?
Good night, everybody. Love y'all.
Nicole, can you tell the girls about your show tomorrow and tell them good night? Nicole.
I was getting ready. Well, everybody, good night. See everyone tomorrow. Like I said, tomorrow is part two of the Butch, Queen, and Fem. And I will have another special topic or another special guest. So I'll see you all there. Bye.
Ronnie, can you tell the girls good night?
Good night, everybody. See you guys next week.
Okay. London, can you tell the girls good night?
Good night, Nicola. Good night, Kelly. Good night, James. Good night, Rodney. And, good night, Devin.
Okay. I am the legendary overall mother, Couture, honey. I love y'all all for loving me, honey. Nicole will definitely be back here tomorrow night with her show that she's going to be doing. I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway y'all definitely do go into, please make sure you do practice safe sex because the life you save will definitely be your own. No, we don't have 57 minutes left. I always do a three-hour show when I program the show, but I end the show when I want to end the show. And nobody's not calling in, and I have other things to do. It's my last night with my son all the way from Florida, and I'm about to take him out to Vogue night, and we about to shake up the motherfucking building. So good night, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody. Good night. Kevin Jay-Z is going to take us away with Who Runs the Motherfucking World.
Come on.
Who runs this motherfucker?
Who runs the world? Who runs the world? Who runs the world? I run the world. Who runs the world?
people who who run the club. Legendary, me. Oh my God, carbon copy that, bitch.